हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषया ओ हि टु फर्स्ट प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् शुप्रतानै स्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्य लोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् भुक्त्वा भोगान्स्थविष्टान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि ब्रह्म यत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् पश्चात् चान्यान् स्वमति विभवान् ಚಾನ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ವಮತಿ ವಿಭವಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಷಸ್ವೇನ ಸೂಕ್ಷ್ಮಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನೇತಾನ್ ಪುನರಪಿ ಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ರಪಿಶನೈ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮನಿ ಸ್ಥಾಪಯಿತ್ವಾ ಹಿತ್ವಾ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಾನ್ ವಿಶೇಷಾನ್ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೋ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ಪಾತ್ವಸೋ ನಸ್ತುರಿಯಃ ವಿಗತ ಗುಣಗಣ ತುರಿಯ ನಹ ಪಾತು ಪಾತು. ಇನ್ ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 409 ದೋಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಾಲೋಯಿನ್ ಫೋನಾಲಜಿಸ್ ಬುಕ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಯೆಸ್ಟರ್ಡೇ ದಿ 8th ವರ್ಸ್. Today we have to start the 9th verse. Before that, giving the example of mirage water and a desert, he explains, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains how this appearance of mirage water in the form of water, a foam and waves, seeing the water foams and waves where the descent land, isn't it, is actually merely erroneous perception, falsely seen by a thirsty animal, thirsty being, that's all. So he said the word ushara, ushara, have two words actually, ushara deshaha. ನಹಿ ಉಷರ ದೇಶ ಉಷರ ದೇಶ ತ್ರಿಡ್ವತ್ ತ್ರಿಡ್ವತ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಿ ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪಿತ ಅಧ್ಯಾರೋಪಿತ ಉದಕ ಫೇನ ತರಂಗಾದಿಮಾನ್. ದಿಸ್ ಉಷರ ದೇಶ, ದಿ ಡ್ರೈ ಡೆಸರ್ಟ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಈಸ್ ಸೀನ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅ ಲ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವಾಟರ್ ವಿತ್ ವೇವ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಫೋಮ್ by erroneously by the thirsty animal, that is how it appears. Tatha, really there's no water, it's a dry land. So tatha atma abudha aropita, atma budaha, atma ajnayanah, atma budaha, atma ajnayanah, people are ignorant of the self. ಆರೋಪಿತ ಕ್ಲೇಶಾದಿ ಮಲೈಹಿ ಆತ್ಮ ಮಲಿನಃ ನ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಆತ್ಮ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಟೈಂಟೆಡ್, ಟಚ್ಡ್ ಆರ್ ಪೊಲ್ಯೂಟೆಡ್, ಕಂಟಾಮಿನೇಟೆಡ್, ಅಫೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಯುನೋ ಅಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಷನ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ, ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಟೆನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಬಾಡಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಾಂಪ್ಲೆಕ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎನ್ಕ್ಲೋಸರ್ಸ್ in the form of body, mind and complexes. They do not taint or touch the Atma. Atma is absolutely untainted. That we understood yesterday. So to continue with this 9th verse. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 9th verse saying, ಪುನಃಪಿ ಉಕ್ತಮೇವ ಅರ್ಥಂ ಪ್ರಪಂಚಯತಿ. ಸೊ ಗೌಡಪಾದ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ, ಶಂಕರ ಭಗವತ್ಪಾದ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗೌಡಪಾದ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಪಂಚಯತಿ, ಎಲ್ಯೂಸಿಡೇಟ್ಸ್, ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಸ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್? ಪುನಃ ಅಪಿ ಉಕ್ತಮೇವ ಅರ್ಥಂ, the teach, what has been the teaching which has been already given, the fact which has already been explained, he again reproduces, he again presents the same fact which has already been mentioned, already been explained, he again elucidates in the following verse. Okay. Marane, what is it already has been said? All these experiences, the pairs of opposites, experiences, punya papa, is it? All these blemishes, impurities belong to the anatma, body, mansions, complexes only. The atma is absolutely free from everything. That fact he again brings to light. Marane sambhave chaiva. Marane sambhave chaiva. Gatyagamanayorapi. 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 Sthitau sarva shareeshu akashena vilakshanah akashena vilakshanah. The sarva shareeshu, those are following Sanskritam, that sha is looks like a pa, you had to put sha. Sthitau sarva shareeshu sthitau sarva shareeshu shareeshu, there in Sanskritam the sha, the line between, is missing. Okay, it looks like a pa, make it. Sthitau sarva shareeshu sthitau sarva shareeshu akashena vilakshanah akashena vilakshanah. So he says marane sambhavecha eva gati agamanayoho api sarva shareereshu sthitau akashena avilakshanaha. He says atma is not different. Atma is similar. Similar to space. Atma is similar to space in the case of what now? Maranam, death. Sambhavaha, birth. Gatihi. Gatihi means arrival, coming. Gatihi, going. Gatihi, coming. You can say gatihi, going, departure. Agamanam, arrival, coming. Gatihi, going, departure. Agamanam means agatihi, arrival, coming. All these things happen, isn't it? Birth happens, death happens, arrival happens, departure happens. All these happen only of the body. Body alone seemingly comes, seemingly is born, seemingly dies. It comes and goes. Whereas, sarva shareereshu sthitau akashena avilakshanaha. So this atma obtaining as the jiva, obtaining with the name jiva, is similar to the part space, which he not mentioned, similar to the part space in the case of birth, death, going, coming, and existence. Sthitihi means existence. With reference to all these things, the jivatma is similar to the part space. in all the body, sarva dehi, sarva sarireshu, in all the bodies. Which means, you're supposed to understand, isn't it? We already understood the fact, part space is not the product of the total space. Part space is not part of the total space. Neither the product nor the part. Na avayavaha, na vikaraha. Na vikaraha, it is not the product, modification of the total space. Nor is it the part of the total space. Why we already understood, we understood this already? Because in the same way here, Atma also is not the part of the Paramatma. Jiva Atma is not part of the Paramatma, is not the product of the Paramatma. Jiva Atma is a Paramatma. In fact, we don't even have to as Jiva Atma and Paramatma. There's only Atma. What is Atma? One all-pervasive, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, consciousness, is implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all-pervasiveness. Why this reality is implied by the term Atma? Reality is abstract, formless, subtle, inexplicable, imperceptible, but you need some word. Why this reality, absolute reality, is implied by the term Atma? Because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, this reality implied by the term Atma in terms of its nature of all pervasiveness. Yeah, Brahman Atma are the same. Brahman is because of limitlessness. Why the reality is implied with the term Atma? Because of its nature of all pervasiveness. Apnoti sarvamiti Atma. And the same reality is also implied by another term, Brahma, in terms of its nature of being the biggest, incomparable bigness. Because of its nature of incomparable bigness, of limitlessness. Okay. Two different words as well. So, therefore what? All pervasive means it is, it cannot have parts, it cannot have part also. It cannot even change. So, all you understand, Atma is ever of the nature of changelessness. Nirvikaratvam is the nature of the Atma. And also, all nirvikaratam in nature of the Atma. We say now here this Jivatma is not part or product of the Atma. Jivatma is only Atma. Actually, we are going to see later on why this Atma, the only reality obtaining as the innermost essence, all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence is said to be Jivaha then. Why the name Jivaha? Isn't it? Jivaha means because it lends life, consciousness, sentiency to the body when sense comes. Therefore it is called Jivaha. Atma is said to be Jiva Atma because all pervasive Atma obtaining within this living beings lends sentiency, consciousness and life to the inert, lifeless body, mind, sense complex. Therefore, it is said to be Jivaha. That's all. The name is Jivaha, but there's only one Atma. The source of life. Okay. It means Atma is free from all these changes. Okay. See, birth and death are gross changes. You know, the body has. And then arrival and departure belong to the sukshma, subtle. The mind travels. That's it. When the death happens, what happens? Gross body becomes disintegrated. Is it? Subtle body travels. It's a gamanam agamanam. It leaves one body, goes to another body, assumes another body. It's gati agamanam. All these belong to the anatma, body, mind, sense complex only. So, sarva shariresu, in all the bodies, the atma which obtains pure consciousness is free from all these changes happening on the part of subtle and gross bodies. Therefore, it is similar to the part space. Okay, so he says, utpatyadi varjitasya. What is only one small line of this explanation for Shankara Bhagavatpada gives? Oh. Yeah, I can go to the next one. Sorry, we go to page number 410. Next page. So here, very important lesson here. Ghata akashavati, ghata akashavati. Ghatakashavati Janma Birth Nasha. He used different. Shankara Bhagavatpada explains the same verse again. You can see in page number 410. Ghatakasha Janma Nasha Gamana Agamana Stitivat. Just as pot space is free from birth, death, destruction, arrival, departure, existence, etc. Sarva Sharireshu, in all the bodies also, there is Atma, the all-pervasive Atma, which obtains outside and inside of all the bodies, that Atma, Atmanaha, Janma Maranadihi, Atma does not have what birth, death, etc. Therefore, Akashena Abhilakshanaha. Atma obtaining in all the bodies also is not dissimilar. It is Atma is similar to the pot space. So here you be very careful. Atma is similar to the part space means what? Atma is similar to the part space in terms of this. All these changes happening on the part of the body, mind, sense complex. Akashena avilakshanaha pratyetavyaha. So this fact must be understood. Atma is inside and outside of all the physical bodies. But Atma is all pervasive realities available for recognition, knowledge. This is how the reality is. How do you arrive at it? How reality is? The reality is available for human mind, okay, for recognition, only in the mind. That's all. Otherwise, reality is outside and inside. Not only inside, isn't it? But that reality, which obtains all pervasive reality, obtaining within all the bodies as the innermost essence, by its mere presence, it lends life, existence, sentience, consciousness to the body, mind, sense complex, gives life. Therefore, it's a jiva, that's all. But this jiva is absolutely free from all the changes happening on the part of this gross and subtle bodies. It is not touched by this. That is why it's said to be similar to the pot space in terms of birth, death, changes, etc. Arrival, departure. So, ghata akasha, janma, nasha, gamana, agamana, sthitivatu. Sarva shariresho, atmanaha, janma maranadihi, akashena, avilakshanaha. Therefore, here, how should we take it? This is how all notions we entertain about ourselves are erroneous notions. Isn't it? It's purely because of the identity with the anatma, body, mind, sense complex. We take all these attributes belonging to the body, mind, sense complex become superimposed upon the I. Therefore, our expressions are like what? I am born, I was born, I am going to die. Isn't it? I am going to die. I am aging. All these, any notion you have about yourself. I am sad. I am unhappy. I am upset. I am intelligent. Any notion you have about yourself is purely because of the superimposition of the attributes of anatma, body, mind, sense complex upon the atma. That is why here it's a very profound teaching here. Know what it is? Understanding this fact, assimilating this fact, reminding oneself repeatedly of this fact is freedom. That I am consciousness. I am free from all these things. It's not simply saying I am consciousness. With understanding, isn't it? What is consciousness? You must have understood. Without understanding, simply if you say I am consciousness, I am consciousness, I am consciousness, it will be of no use. It is not repeatedly singing, repeatedly saying. One must have understanding of what consciousness is. That's why we have all these prakriyas used in the Shastram. Dhritri Shiveka Prakriya, Avastataraya Prakriya, all these prakriyas repeatedly help you objectify, help you understand the fact of first this physical body, mind, sense complex being, is it, anatma. I want to help you arrive at the atma. From the standpoint of atma, you have to see, analyze the nature of the atma. Oh, this is what the nature of the Atma means. And this is, Atma is the actually content of I. The abstract formless reality implied by the term Atma is the content of I. The substance of the substantive I. That is the meaning of the word I. Therefore, it is not for us to say that I am consciousness. It is for us to remember. Okay? We understand this fact. Of oneself being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, there be oneself being free from all the attributes belonging to the body, mind, sense complex. There be correcting one's, isn't it, error in the perception of oneself. Implies what? Understanding this fact, assimilating this fact, and reminding repeatedly oneself of this fact is freedom. Reminding oneself of this fact repeatedly is being happy. What is happiness? Not a state of mind. This itself is happiness. What is happiness means what? Being limitless. Being free from unhappiness. Repeatedly seeing the fact. Therefore, what is freedom? Freedom, moksha. Freedom is not a specific event, okay, happening outside the physical body or happening even inside as some special experience. Freedom is not an event happening in the external world or something in some special experience happening inside. It is just seeing what is. Understanding the fact and accepting the fact. And in understanding, accepting the fact, you are helped to be objective towards your own body, mind, sense complex. How you can be objective towards anything external to the body. In the same way, You can be objective towards your own body, mind, sense complex also. Means certain maturity, isn't it? You do not become affected by anything happening for the body, mind, sense complex. That's what is freedom. Therefore, this is what is implied here. Okay, we'll go to the next verse. Sanghata swapnavat sarve. Sanghata swapnavat sarve. Atma maya visarjitaha. Adhikye sarvasam yeva. Nopapattirhi vidyate. Okay. Before I come to this verse, 10th verse, let me tell you one thing. When Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Akashena, so Atma is similar to the pot space. Actually, in the commentator, corrects means what? It's not actually, Atma is not similar. The compare is not to the Atma actually, space alone. Atma is similar to what? No. Not afflicted by the attributes such as birth, death, etc. of this. Just as how the part space is not afflicted by, touched by the arrival of the enclosures and departure of enclosures, etc. Or the changes happening on the part of the enclosures. In the same way, this Jivatma is not affected by the attributes belonging to the body, mind, sense complex. Okay. Now, with this ninth verse, ninth karika, erroneous notions possibly entertained by entire humanity of the self. The negation is complete. The negation of all wrong notions pertaining to Jiva is over. Now hereafter, what happens? Gaudapada Acharya assumes a doubt on the part of the student. What's the possible doubt? Okay, now we are very clear. Atma is one. There is no Jiva Atma or Parama Atma. There is no Ishvara or Jiva. There is only one reality, abstract formless reality, all pervasive reality, changeless reality. Isn't it? And that reality is implied with the term Atma. What is this? Only Atma, only Brahma. So Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam is very clear. Essence, oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma is very clear. So we have to really see what is implied by the term Atma, the reality, is not just only inside. The body, mind, sense, complex are not the location of the Atma, isn't it? In fact, Atma is like space, all pervasive. This consciousness is all pervasive. So it pervades in and through the body, mind, sense, complex. But what exactly it is, how it is available for recognition in the mind because it is manifest there. And therefore, what now? Atma is one, secondless. Atma is one consciousness. But still, we cannot say secondless. No way. We talk about our body, mind, sense complex. So here, the 10th verse is going to show us now. What about the body, mind, sense complex? We can, okay, Atma has no birth, Atma has no death, Atma is free from all the attributes belong to the body, mind, sense complex. there is a birth of the physical body. Therefore, body is taken, Atma is taken to be, Atma obtaining in the body is taken to be the born. Like how the birth of the pot enclosure is mistaken to be the birth of the pot space, etc. It was explained earlier. Now, we all must have what now? Which means the body, mind, sense complex. This body has a birth. The body has birth and body has death. And body exists. Body exists. Body is real. Body, mind, sense complex is real. It exists. It has birth. It has death. It undergoes changes. So therefore what? Atma is there. And body, mind, sense complex is there. Which means Atma is there. All pervasive reality, Atma is there as Brahma. There's also what? The material universe. Still there is Dvaitam. Still there is duality. So now, until the ninth verse, Gaudapada Acharya negated the creation of Jiva. Now, in the following verse, he's going to negate the creation of the universe, the material world also. The material world consisting of countless number of body, mind, sense complexes. Okay, so he does not directly negate the material universe. He indirectly negates the entirety of the material universe by negating the individual body, mind, sense complexes. How does he negate? So it is possible for a student to have, okay, because Acharyas do mention about the birth of the body. In order to negate the birth of the pot space, it was mentioned when the pot is born, that the pot space is mistaken to be born. It was mentioned. Only for us to understand, only to negate the birth of the pot space, the birth of the pot was simply temporarily mentioned. In the same way, to negate the birth of the jiva, the birth of the body, mind, sense complex is temporarily accepted. For our understanding, because we do understand the body, there is origination of the body, isn't it? But this birth of the body also is not real. We don't say it's unreal. We can't say body is not born at all. No. Countless number of bodies are born here. But this birth of all these physical forms also is as though it is not real. So there is no birth of jiva at all, but there is as though birth of the physical body. There's no real origination of the destruction of the changes, the destruction of the physical bodies as though. Therefore, now he has to negate, there's no matter also, absolutely. So now, Aikya Samanya Adhikaranam is over. Now we are going to see Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam. Badhayam Samanadhikaranyam means equating the material world to consciousness, saying there is no material world other than Brahma, outside of Brahma. It means this absolute reality, Brahman or Atma, is non-separate from the material world. Even though it is distinct, it is not distant from the material world. Therefore, the creation of the material universe is negated here. The next topic is negation of the Jagat Srishtihi, creation of the universe. In the form of negation of the birth of the body, mind, sense complexes. So, the seemingly enclosed or seemingly plural spaces are only appearances of the only space. It is consciousness. In the same way, and the only space, and similarly, the seemingly appearing to be many jivas, are only appearance of the only Atma, the consciousness. Now, in this verse, he is going to say, even the body, mind, sense complexes are not real. Why they are not real? All these body, mind, sense complexes are non-separate from Atma. Therefore, they are mithya. Okay. Sanghata swapnavat sarve. Sanghata swapnavat sarve. Atma maya visarjitaha. Atma maya visarjitaha. Adhikye sarvasam yeva. Adhikye sarvasam yeva. Nopapattirhi vidyate. Nopapattirhi vidyate. Adhikye sarvasam yeva. Adhikye sarvasam yeva. Nopapattirhi vidyate. Papattirhi vidyate. See, sanghataha. The word sanghataha is a very beautiful word. Now what it is? Assemblage. There are countless number of assemblage. Okay, every body, mind, sense complex being assembled, isn't it? Beautifully assembled. Because it serves a purpose. Anything which is put together intelligently serves a purpose. Therefore it is intelligently put together as what? Assemblage. Isn't it? That is sanghataha. Karya karana sanghataha. He doesn't use the word karya karana. It's implied what? Karya karana sanghataha. The body, mind, sense complexes. All this. There also. Visarjitaha. They're only projected by what? Atma maya. The power of the atma. The maya shakti. They're only projections of the power of the reality, Atma. All these countless number of physical, body, mind, sense complexes are all mere projections of the power of Atma, known as Maya. Only in this particular, I never read the all the bhash or the cantillations of phonology. When I come and sit here, that's when I quickly look into. Sometimes I look into what he says. Sometimes, and I'm very happy. Only here I'm a little disturbed. You know why? The word illusion. Some used to, only now, first time I find something. They're all Mahar, great people. I just bow to them. But still, somehow, you know, the word illusion, we don't take it. Because we'll be reading it, that's why I want to tell you. We just think it's a power, shakti, atma shakti. Instead of saying illusion, you say atma shakti. Is it? Atma maya visarjitaha, the power of reality. There are projections of the power of, that's why it's power. Amazing power, isn't it? Yes, you can project something. Atma maya visarjitaha, they're all projections of the inexplicable power called maya of the Atma. They say power of Atma. Power is non-separate from Atma. Atma and power are not two different things. Inseparable, inexplicable power of Atma is known as Maya. And all the Sanghataha are projections of this power of Atma. Like what? Projection means what? What do we mean by that? They are not real. They are non-separate from Atma. They are not real. Maya is not separate from Atma. Maya is the power, just as no, the burning power is not separate from fire. Illumining power is not separate from sun. This creative power, always called creative power, sustaining power, resolution, power of resolution, everything is Maya only. Only Maya. The power of reality is, the power of knowing is not separate from the reality. Therefore, Atma Maya Visarjita, they are projected by the projections of the power of Atma, reality. How? Sarve Sangataha, all bodies, Swapnavat, they are as good as the dream, body, mind, sense complexes. So we have to remember, where as long as you are in dream, when you are experiencing the dream, in dream you have a dream, individual, body, mind, sense complex. You have your own dream, body, mind, sense complex, and you see many other dream bodies also in the other bodies. You are experiencing it in the dream world, projected by your mind. When you are in sleep, there is a dream duality and dream individual body mind sense complex. And how long that the dream body which are experiencing, enjoying it in dream world, dream, you have dream body mind sense complex, and you are experiencing the dream world using the dream body mind sense complex. How long is it real? As long as you are in sleep. Once you wake up from sleep, from the standpoint of the waking state, you can see such world, such, this only experience you had, but really it is not there. How the dream body mind sense complex is not real for a waker. So also from the standpoint of Atma, you can understand this so-called, all these body, mind, sense complex which I'm experiencing now in the waking state, which is so real for me, is also not real. The same teaching we already came across in the Advaita Prakrana, in Vaitatya Prakrana. We came across many verses, because there Gaudapacharya specifically negates the creation of the universe, negates points of the Mithyatam, how the universe is not real, established already. That's why he doesn't do much here, but still he says here, this one point. So, Sarve Sanghataha Swapnavat Atma Maya Vilasita Visarjitaha. Atma Maya Visarjitaha. They're all just projections of the power of the Maya, power Maya Shakti of the Atma. The dream, whole dream universe, you can understand here. How the dream universe and the dream body, mind, sense complexes, dream duality, dream plurality, the dream world is real as long as a person is in dream. Once you wake up from sleep, from the standpoint of the waker, the dream world, the dreamer, the dreamt world, the dream plurality of body, mind, and complexes, everything is non-separate from your mind. Isn't it? Not separate outside, or not outside of the waker's mind. So the waker individual, what is the power? What work did the waker have to do to project the dream world? He had power of sleep, Nidra Shakti. Fall asleep, the power of sleep, the waker just by presence is able to project the dream world. In the same way, dream world being not real, dream body, mind sense complexes being not real, becomes clear only when you are not in dream state, only when you wake up from sleep. As a waker, you can understand from the standpoint of waker the dream world being not real. In the same way, when you wake up from sleep of ignorance, when you now you know I am, I am, I am, you know you are, when you also discover what this I is. When you discover what I am, in the wake of the knowledge of what you are, from this standpoint of this abstract, formless reality consciousness, if you see this waking universe, the universe experience in the waking state also is as good as the dream world. So this so-called body, mind, sense complex also is as good as the dream body, mind, sense complex. Which means how the dream body, mind, sense complex or the dream world, there's origination, there's existence, there's resolution. In the same way, it is not real. The seeming origination, this birth is a seeming birth, death is a seeming death, existence is a seeming existence, and all that is happening is also what's seeming. And all the attributes belonging to the body, mind, and complexes, all the experiences, everything is as though. All the experiences based on this body, mind, and complexes also are as though. There's no real, absolutely real experience. Absolutely real experience. There's no, nothing is absolute here except the Atma. The abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness, implied by the term Atma alone, is Satyam. Real. It is not real. It is neither unreal nor is it real. It is as though real, it is seemingly real. Which means, just as the dream world consisting of dream body, mind, sense complexes is non-different from, non-separate from the waker, this the entirety of the objective universe including one's every individual body, mind, sense complex is non-different, non-separate from Atma. Atma is non-separate. This Atma being non-separate from the material world alone is temporarily said to becomes the reason for presenting Atma as the cause. Otherwise, Atma is not the cause. Okay. Now, he says, can we talk about the superiority, adhikyam? Adhikyam literally means abundance, more. But here, adhikyam means superiority, highness. Oh, the bodies of rich people, bodies of poor people, bodies of Asians, bodies of Europeans, bodies of, okay, Africans. So what? And bodies of devatas, exalted beings, the physical bodies of exalted beings. The physical body of was highly intelligent, wise people. Physical bodies of ordinary, ignorant people. So what? Superior bodies are considered to be superior if they belong to the superior exalted individuals. The individuals are very, so, individuals differ in their mental, intellectually, physically, emotionally. They differ in their efficiency, in proficiency. They differ. All these differences are mithya. Okay. However, whatever the superiority of the bodies, all bodies are mithya. Then, sarvasamye, whether they are superior to the others, whether they are equal to the others. Now all bodies are equal. All bodies are the same. Whether they are equal, whether they are superior to the other, doesn't matter. All the bodies belonging to all individuals, the individuality itself is not there. So all these so-called individual body, mind, sense complexes, all are equally mithya. They are not real. Mithya means what? They do not have independent existence of their own. Therefore, they are not countable as something other than the Atma. Adhikye sarvasamyeva. Because we hear about, oh, exalted bodies of exalted beings, devas, human beings, animal bodies, plant body, all physical forms of all living creatures are equally not real. Adhikye sarvasamyeva, whether all those bodies are superior to another or they're all equal to other, still they're not real. Why? Because upapattihi na vidyate. He, because upapattihi na vidyate. There is no proper reasoning, okay, logic available to establish their, okay, reality. Okay, let us see the Bhashyam part now. Ghatadi sthaniyaha tu dehadi sanghataha. Ghatadi sthaniyaha tu dehadi sanghataha. All these body, mind, sense, complexes, etc. are like the enclosures such as pots, etc. So body, mind, sense, complexes occupy the space of pot means what? Already occupying the space only, isn't it? not literally, we should not take it. That's why all the body, mind, sense, complexes are like the pot enclosures. And they are Swapna Drishya Dehadivat. Swapna Drishya Dehadivat. Like the body, mind, sense, complexes experienced in the dream world, dream, they are not real. Swapna Drishya Dehadivat means what? Like the body, mind, sense, complexes experienced in the dream, these body, mind, sense, complexes, which are like the pot enclosures, are also not real. One more example he gives. Okay, he says, no. Maya vikrita dehadivat means like the some physical form sometimes projected by the magician, the magic show. He gives one more thing, isn't it? How anything projected by the magician, the magic show, all not real. Very difficult for us to accept, isn't it? Like the dream bodies, mind sense complexes, experienced in the dream, like the projections of the magician in the magic show, all these body, mind sense complexes also are not real. And then Atma Maya Visarjitaha. They're only projections of the inexplicable power called Maya of the Atma. Atmanaha Maya. Maya, he says, avidya. Atmanaha Maya, Atmanaha avidya. What does it mean? See, generally, let me tell you, there's Maya and Avidya. Okay, Maya is not something we can really comprehend. Because Maya, the totality of the power of reality, is implied with the term Maya. To understand Maya, we have only one window, that is Avidya. Total ignorance. If at all you want to know how Maya would be, then we are helped to understand Maya in light of what is total ignorance, in deep sleep state, when you are there, not knowing your own existence, not knowing the existence of the world, not being able to know what you are or what this world is, then what is there is total ignorance. There is avidya. Okay. So, the total avidya and maya sometimes is said to be different, because it's said to be the power of reality, but from the standpoint of ignorant individual is said to be avidya. Is it? But really speaking, here, they're not the same. They're not different. That's what is said here. Maya is equal to avidya. Why we say Maya and avidya are not different? Maya and avidya, even though they're said to be different sometimes, as a total power and the individual power, still they are not different because there are two reasons. One reason is avidya has three gunas. Maya has three gunas. The standpoint of the three gunas of Maya and avidya, they are one and the same. Maya is negated as mithya. Ignorance also is negated as mithya. Because the two reasons, Maya and avidya are not different from the standpoint of the three gunas, from the standpoint of their having the status of being mithya. They both are falsified, negated as mithya. Through knowledge. In the wake of the knowledge of the truth, Maya is negated as mithya, avidya is negated as mithya. Therefore, they are not different. Okay, so Atmanaha Maya Avidya Taya Pratyupasthapitaha. So Shankar Bhagavatpada makes it very clear. This all pervasive reality is endowed with what? Inseparable, inexplicably subtlest power known as Maya. And it is by this Maya alone, Maya, as I said, to be avidya, total ignorance, alone, this entity of the world of physical forms, names and functions have been actually presented. Pratyupasthapitaha, the projected. The presentation of Maya, projection of the Maya is the entirety of the gross world. So, Atmanaha Mayaya Avidyaya Taya Pratyupasthapitaha, which means Na Paramarthataha Santi. So, what is the correct final conclusion? All these physical forms, names and functions, all these body, minds and complexes are nothing but projection of the Maya, presentation of the Maya Shakti, or appearance of the Maya Shakti. Therefore, Paramarthataha Na Santi. Absolutely, they are not there. Which means, they are relatively there. Absolutely, they are not. This objective universe, which is inclusive of one's body, all body, minds and complexes, is not absolutely unreal, nor is it absolutely real. It is as though real. That's why it's called empirically real. It's said to be empirically real. This is what we do not know. Okay? We do not know what is absolutely real. So we mistake what is empirically real to be absolutely real. And so we do not know there is such a thing called empirical reality. Relative reality. So now we are helped to understand the threefold reality. Paramarthikam Satyam, Vyavaharikam Satyam and Pratibhasikam Satyam. That's why dream is also not said to be unreal. Totally, it is subjectively real, vimithya. This objective material universe, inclusive of all the body, minds and complexes, is relatively real, objectively real, empirically real, not absolutely real. Why? Because these worlds do not have independent existence of their own. Why they are not real? They do not have independent existence of their own. Objectively real, empirically real, gross universe, consisting of gross forms is not real because it has no independent existence, like the dream universe, which is not real. And what is absolutely real then? What is paramarthikam satyam? That which is absolutely real is only the Atma. Paramarthikam satyam is Atma. Therefore, Atmanaha maya avidya is there, taya pratyupasthapitaha. So, visarjitaha is said to be pratyupasthapitaha. Na paramarthataha santi. Absolutely they are not there at all. Iti arthaha. Now we have to understand. If they are not really there means, then can you, once you say there is no wave at all, then there is no real wave, there is only water. If you say, then can you count them? What is not, this not them is how can you count it? Now I want to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Any number added to 1 has no meaning. Okay? They're not countable. Because there's no, they have no independent existence. The gross universe of countless number of forms, names and functions has no countability. It has no independent existence. Okay, talk about the difference now. This wave is big wave, this wave is small wave, therefore this wave is different from the other wave. Can you talk about the difference now? A wave itself is not there when you say, how can you talk about the difference between the wave? This is how we are resolving. Even difference is falsified, countability is falsified, plurality is falsified. Why? The whole objective universe is negated as mithya, falsified as mithya, because it is a projection of maya which is non-separate from its source, Atma. So Shankaracharya says, yadi adhikyam. Adhikyam means what? Adhikabhavaha. Adhikabhava. Adhikyam, he says, adhikabhavaha. Adhikabhavaha means what? No? Considering something to be superior is adhikabhavaha. Something called superiority, exaltedness. Something, oh, something is exalted. Exaltedness or superiority is adhikyam. Adhikabhavaha. Now he says, triyag dehadi apekshaya. Triyag deha means what? The bodies of ordinary, you know, other animals. All vertically, isn't it? Horizontally growing beings and vertically growing beings. We say that. So triyag means all the animals, etc. So triyag dehadi apekshaya. Apekshaya. Devadi karyakarana sanghatanam. Yadi adhikabhavaha. Even if whether there is superiority, exaltedness of the body, mountains, complexes of exalted beings such as devas, etc. And compared to the bodies of ordinary other creatures. Yadi va sarvesham samata eva. Whether there is sameness or equality of all the bodies. Na esham upapattihi sambhavaha. Sad bhava pratipadakaha hetuhu na vidyate. It's a very nice. Sad bhava pratipadakaha hetuhu na vidyate. There is no hetu. There is no proper reasoning, proper logic, which establishes their existence. Sad bhava pratipadakaha hetuhu. See that word upapattihi is used in the karika. For that word upapattihi, Shankara Bhagavatpada writes, sambhavaha. What he means is, sad bhava pratipattihi pratipadakaha hetuhu. Sadbhava pratipadakaha hetuhu, the reason, proper reason, which reveals, which explains, which establishes the existence of these physical body mansions complexes. Very, very important. Very important. You know why? Let us take the example of, again, waves. We're experiencing the waves, the plurality of waves. And the waves are experiencing, they're very real. Because experiencing, they're real. But see them. Come on. Where do the waves exist? Where do the wave, what is this wave? You have to say form, name and function. How does it exist? Where is its existence? Remove the water. There's a water which is a substance. After removing the water as a substance, you take the wave, which is only non-substantial form, name and function. Non-substantial. There's no existence. They do not have existence of their own. They're only appearance of the water. In the same way, here also, these so gross forms with their names, with the purposes they serve, they're available for experience. The entire objective world has experienceability, has status of being available for experience. It's available for interaction. It's interactable. And also serves a purpose. Everything in this universe is a purpose, serves a purpose. It has a utility. In spite of being available for experience, in spite of being available for interaction, in spite of being available for use, still three important factors, okay? Gaudapadacharya already negated in the Vaitithya Prakarana. Even then, it is not real. Because why we always hold on to these three things? How can you say this table is not real? It has, the name is there, form is there, it serves a purpose. Isn't it? In spite of that. In spite of being available for experience, in spite of being available for interaction, in spite of being available for use, in spite of it serving, you know, it's of utility, still this objective universe experiences the waking state, inclusive of all the body, mind and complexes, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, immobile beings, the actions, the results of actions, the law which govern the results of actions, the experiences, pairs of opposites. My God, the whole jagat is not real. Because only, why it is not real? It has no independent existence of its own. It's a very, very important lesson. It has no independent existence of its own. The knowing power has to manifest, the world shines. The knowing power becomes resolved, the world disappears. Your own your deep sleep state is enough. Okay? After the whole day of doing, you know, all practices, sadhanas, that chair yoga, other yoga, and other classes, and running around, puja, parayanam, satsang from morning 6 to evening 10, being so busy and with beautiful, nice brunch and dinner, supper, and after you go and lie down, you get knocked off. Come on! The previous day, swimming you forgot, the ocean is not there, waves are not there, swamis are not there, ashram is not there, your family is not there, nothing is there, just you are yourself. Where is the world for you? Know why? Maya has taken her world. Maya came out. She gave a nicely showed the whole jagrat. How real? My God, very nice, tasty food I ate. How can you say no? Still, when you're knocked off, the world disappears. I'm like, amazing, isn't it? This is what satyam, okay? And even when the world goes, and you are just there as, you're always pure consciousness, Atma, Brahma, but there you remain just as yourself, not knowing you are. That's how, that is what we have to understand. It's called, there's no independent existence. The independent existence, the world cannot be proved. There's no logic available, there's no reasoning available for establishing the independent existence of the world. So, sadbhava pratipadakaha hetuhu na vidyate. Nasti. Therefore what? He, yasmat, tasmat, avidyakritaha eva. They're all only caused by the projections of ignorance. Ignorance means what? Don't take ignorance as absence of knowledge. Total ignorance is unmanifest knowing power of the reality. Na paramarthataha santi. Absolutely, this material world of beings doesn't exist. It is as though. It exists as though. Now, having explained the mithyatvam, the universe, the creation, therefore, the universe is only projection, means what? How can you talk about, the universe is as good as non-existent. How can you talk about the creation of the universe, the existence of the universe, is it? There's no real creation, only manifestation, appearance of, see, jiva is the, not appearance, jiva is atma. Every jiva is atma. Every individual body, mind, sense complex is appearance of the power of the reality. Projection power of reality. Therefore, there is no universe also. Now, this, there is no creation of the universe. No creation. Because if it is there, you can talk about the creation of it. It is not even there. When you have already negated it, it is not there. There is a thing called wave means, and how can you talk about the creation of the wave? You can talk about the creation or destruction or existence or the attributes of the thing only if it is there, isn't it? It's not even there. Negated already. Therefore, I know, logically, in this 10th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya explained logically how the creation is not there, the gross forms are also not there, there is no creation or destruction of the forms also established. Now, in the following Karikas, now hereafter I am going to be dwelling upon the mantras of other Upanishads. Utpatyadi varjitasya advayasya atmatattvasya shuti pramanakatva pradarshanartham vakyani upanyasyante. So here, the statements of other Upanishads. Vakyani upanyasyante. The statements, the valid statements conveying the same fact from other Upanishads are presented. Upanyasyante. What's the purpose? ప్రదర్శనార్థం ఫార్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ షోయింగ్. ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ షోయింగ్ వాట్ దట్ దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ రివీల్డ్ హియర్. దిస్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది వన్నెస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ, నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ. It has been already proved, explained, established logically in the previous verse. Having the support of the Upanishads. Shruti Pramanakatva Pradarshanartham. Utpatyadi Varjitasya. Advayasya Atmanaha. See, Atma is free from creation. Atma is free from all these attributes such as birth, death, etc. And it is one non-dual. The non-duality of the Atma, which is free from creation, etc., has the support of the Shruti. In fact, Upanishad is the only Pramana. Upanishad is the Pramanam, which the means of knowledge which establishes this fact. So, Gaudapada Acharya, not only it is in the, not only based on the Mandukya Upanishad, but he also presents the same fact is the teaching, same fact is taught by all the Upanishads. That he presents, he is going to present here. What is that one and the only secondless non-dual reality? See, Atma is one, secondless. Why no secondless? Advitiyaha, ekaha, advitiyaha. There is no second Atma. Every jiva is Atma, there is no second Atma. Oh, then there is this material universe, material body, mansions, complexes, no. They're also not there because they do not have independent existence. They're all only projections of the unmanifest power of reality. When the power of reality becomes manifest, the world comes into existence. When the power of reality becomes unmanifest, the world disappears. Which means this world is dependent on the power of reality for it to come into existence too. Therefore, it has no independent existence at all. There is no logic reasoning available here for proving the independent existence of the world. World is, we do not deny the world is not. But how real it is? It is only empirically real, relatively real because it comes and goes. It has no independent existence. It is only projection. The whole world is constituted of projections of Maya. Therefore, an is non-dual. Ekaha, advitiyaha, advaitaha. One, secondless. There is no second Atma. It is also non-dual because there is no universe which exists independently outside of the Atma. Atma is non-different from the world also. Atma being non-different from, non-separate, okay? Atma being non-separate from the world, Atma is non-dual. Second, Atma being not there, it is advitiyaha, secondless. One, secondless, non-dual. Is it clear now? We say Atma is advaitaha because it is non-dual, it is non-separate from the objective universe. There's all jivas are, they're not all jivas, there's no plurality. Only Atma is mistaken to be many jivas, really speaking. Only jiva, the only jiva is only Atma. Second, advitiyaha and ekaha. Ekaha, advitiyaha, advaitaha. One, secondless, non-dual. And for this, and this is the fact about the Atma, and this fact, okay, has the status of having Upanishad as its valid means of knowledge. And in order to show that this fact of the oneness of the Atma, non-duality of the Atma, having the status of having Shastravasti Pramanam for proving this, now Gaudapada Acharya presents many statements here. Vakyani Upanyasyante. Many statements are presented here. Okay. Now, the 11th Karika, he takes the Taittiriya Upanishad as the Pramanam.
Rasadayo hi ye koshaha. Rasadayo hi ye koshaha. Vyakhyatastaitiriyake. Teshamatma paro jivaha. Teshamatma paro jivaha. Kham yatha samprakashitaha. Samprakashitaha. Rasadayo hi ye koshaha. Rasadayo hi ye koshaha. Vyakhyatastaitiriyake. Vyakhyatastaitiriyake. Teshamatma paro jivaha. Matma paro jivaha. Kham yatha samprakashitaha. Prakashitaha.
Okay. He says, yatha kham prakashitaha. Just as space was, the nature of the space was brought to light. As one indivisible, partless appearing to be many, just in keeping with the number of the pot enclosure, the enclosure such as pot, etc. In the same way, paraha jivaha atma, paraha jivaha atma. The absolute self, paraha atma, the absolute self, which is looked upon as the, which is revered as the jivaha. The absolute self, revered as jiva. Revered as jiva means what? Revered as that which lends life to all the body, mind, and complexes. You said to be jiva. Paraha jivaha atma is what? One, secondless, non-dual. And this jiva, this para, the only atma, is available as what? For recognition as the innermost essence in all the body, mind, sense complexes. And that fact is revealed in the Taittiriya Upanishad. How it is revealed? He says, rasadayaha hi ye koshaha, the word koshaha means a sheath, a cover, isn't it? Rasa adayaha means they are five the gross, the three bodies of the individual, the gross body, subtle body, and causal body, are divided into five layers of personality. As Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Anandamayaha. Okay. They are not really layers of personality. They are looked upon as layers of personality. They are not real koshas. They are not real covers. They are like the covers. Why they are like the covers? Because they are mistaken for the Atma. Isn't it? See, physical body contributes for what? For mistaken to be the Atma. As each, the material aspect of the individual is mistaken to be the Atma, therefore they're as though covers. For rasadayaha hi ye koshaha, so this annamayaha, the gross physical body, which is modified form of born of food and modified form of food, sustained by food, is annarasamayaha. And we have the physiological functions and subtle powers which serve as instruments of action. Okay, to get 10 aspects are looked upon as pranamayaha. And we have mind and the 5 subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge as manomayaha. And we have intellect and the 5 subtle powers of knowledge, which 5 subtle powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, together form the 6 aspects constitute vijnanamayaha. And we have ignorance, avidya, which is said to be causal body, is there as anandamayaha. Which means all these are only elemental products, anatma. Okay, so every individual human being is a composite of these material products in the form of body, mind, and complex, or gross, subtle, causal bodies, otherwise looked upon as 5 layers of material sheets. And also Atma. Every individual human being is a composite of the 5 koshas and Atma. They are not real koshas. Nothing can cover Atma. How can part cover this space? Can part cover this space? No. Part itself exists in space. Therefore, part cannot cover this space. But part enclosure seems to be covering some space. Therefore, part which exists in space, it seems to be covering this space. Really speaking, it doesn't cover. It cannot cover. So space is non-coverable by any enclosure because it's all pervasive. In the same way here, this abstract formless reality consciousness is also non-coverable by anything. This non-coverability alone is said to be what? Is meant by the word Nirvanam Brahma. Brahma, reality is said to be Nirvanam Brahma. Means being all pervasive, it cannot be covered by anything. So it's Nirvanam Brahma. Okay. Now, that's why all these Annamayaha, Pranamayaha, Manomayaha, Vijnanamayaha, Anandamayaha. These 3 bodies alone are differently analyzed as 5 layers of personality. Are there as though they're 5 koshas which cover the Atma. They're as though cover the Atma because of ignorance. The non-coverable Atma is as though covered. They seem to be covers. Again, ரசாதேஹ ஏகி கோஷாக வியாக்கியாதாக தைத்திரியக்கே. சோ தி தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத், இந்த தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத் கன்சிஸ்டிங் ஆஃப் 3 சாப்டர்ஸ். இந்த செகண்ட் சாப்டர் கால் பிரம்மானந்தவல்லி. சோ இந்த செகண்ட் சாப்டர் கால் பிரம்மானந்தவல்லி அப்டைனிங் இன் தி தைத்திரிய உபனிஷத் விச் பிலாங்ஸ் டு தைத்திரிய சாக்கா ஆஃப் தி வேதா. தேர் வியாக்கியாதாக திஸ் 5 கோஷாஸ் ஹாவ் பீன் எக்ஸ்பிளைன்ட் அனலைஸ்ட். ஏ கோஷாக ரசாதய வியாக்கியாதாக. So there the 5 koshas, the material aspects which form part of the individual have been analyzed as 5 koshas in terms of pancha kosha vivekaha or pancha kosha vicharaha, analysis of 5 koshas which are nothing but the divisions of 3 bodies, all elemental products which form part of the individual human being, individual being. There, that analysis also finally establishes what? Tesham atma paraha jivaha. This one secondless, non-dual, all-pervasive, abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness alone, is arrived at as the truth, obtaining as the innermost essence. Through the analysis of those 5 koshas. That analysis, annamayaha, the physical body, the modified form of food, is mistaken to be the atma. The analysis helps one shift one's identity from physical body to prana. Then, at the first level of analysis, the physical body being anatma becomes understood, then it is negated as kosha. Thereafter, the pranamaya is analyzed, and there also the individual physical body being non-separate from corresponding total gross universe also is understood. The entirety of the gross universe, which is gross manifestation, which is inclusive of the individual body, becomes negated as mithya, resolved in the samashti pranaha. And this prana is analyzed. Again, individual prana being non-separate from total prana is understood. Then that is also negated. Whole total pranamaya is negated as mithya. This is how layer after layer. Okay. Every aspect is negated as mithya and understood as kosha. It is mithya. Kosha means it's mithya. This is how, through this analysis, negating all this manaha, mind, all sense organs, and also intellect as the knower, even the knower status is negated, then finally vijnanamaya, even the enjoyer status is negated. Finally, this, what is that which is obtaining as the innermost essence? You negate every kosha, every layer as a kosha. Physical body, pranas, the subtle powers, the mind, intellect, even ignorance. All these different layers of personality are understood to be koshas, are understood to be koshas, which means understood to be non-self. Then finally, what cannot be negated is what? Finally, what is arrived at is the abstract formless consciousness. Arrived at as the swarupam of the I, truth of I. So he says, Tesham Atma, Tesham Paraha Jivaha Atma. This how, this all pervasive reality, the consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence, as the truth of I, is arrived at as the truth of the individual, as Jiva Atma, through the analysis of the five koshas. Through the analysis of five layers of personality known as Panchakosha Vivekaha. There also, just as spot space is brought to light as non-separate from the total space, that analysis also helps us understand the oneness of the consciousness. This is what is the literal meaning of the verse. Okay, I'm not really doing the whole analysis we are doing here, because that is why before coming to Mandukya Upanishad study, one must have studied Taittiriya Upanishad. That is why, otherwise I have to convert this whole class into a Taittiriya Upanishad class. I should take separately 2-3 hours to explain Panchakosha Prakriya. Isn't it? Anyway, it's a proof. It's only pramanam he shows. See, when any fact is established, we have to give proper proof why I say this. That is the strength of the Upanishad. Anything is taught here, it is verified. It is proved, isn't it? So first logical reasoning was given. Now the proof from Upanishad also is given. Upanishad, the mantra itself, is the proof for us. Shruti is the pramanam here. In the earlier verse, logic is the evidence. In this verse, Shruti is the evidence. Okay, let us read the Bhashyam here. Rasadayaha, annarasamayaha. Rasadayaha is the word, you find in this verse. Rasadayaha means what? Annarasamayaha, pranamayaha, iti evam adayaha koshaha. Shankara Bhagavatpada also does not want to enumerate everything, assumes that we know this. Okay? All these five koshas, such as annarasamayaha, pranamayaha, etc. And these, the material aspects which form part of the individual, they are koshaha iva koshaha. They are, she covers like covers, not real covers. Koshaha iva koshaha. They're as though covers. Okay? Asya adehe iva uttarottarasya apekshaya. See, the adehe iva uttarottarasya apekshaya. We see the previous one, from the standpoint of pranamaya, this anarasmaya is like a cover. In the standpoint of cover, which covers the pranamaya. And the prana is like a cover for manomaya. Manomaya is like the cover for vijnanamaya. Vijnanamaya is like the cover for anandamaya. Anandamaya is like the cover for atma. Not real covers, okay? Like the cover. This order is presented from the standpoint of their subtleness. Grossest is the looked upon as the outermost kosha. Then what is, because this is the product of the tamasic aspect of elements. And what is looked upon as next, what is next immediately subtle compared to the gross? Prana. Because pranas are products of rajasic aspect of elements. And along with the pranas, we also include the powers of organs of actions. They are all products of rajasic aspects. Then we have mind and subtle, the powers which serve as instruments of knowledge, Jnanendriyani and Manaha. They are also products of sattvic aspects. But much subtler is what now? Then Vijnanamaya, because knower comes, knower doer comes. Then Anandamayaha, the total ignorance is what? Total ignorance, avidya, which is looked upon as the karna shariram, is what now? Seat of bliss, we they say. Why? Because unmanifest knowing power. Isn't it? Then whenever the total ignorance, you have experience of bliss. That's why it's said to be Anandamayaha. Then there's the experiencer. Pure experiencer, isn't it? Then, what is that? The knower of the ignorance is distinct from the ignorance. The knower of total ignorance obtaining in deep sleep state is formless, abstract, subtlest. It is said to be knower because it knows. It knows the total ignorance. And knowing is Swarupam. Therefore, the triad is implied by the term Jnanam. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This absolute reality, the pure consciousness existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, is arrived at as the innermost essence, obtaining within the individual as the very truth of I. When we analyze these five, all physical aspects which constitute the individual as three bodies, analyzed as three, analyzed as five koshas. Okay? Therefore what? There's only Atma. One Atma means what? One abstract, formless, subtlest, all pervasive, partless, indivisible reality arrived at in terms of its nature of consciousness. It is Atma. Isn't it? That alone is Satyam, real. There is no second Atma. That only Atma is given the title Jiva because it lends life, sentience, consciousness for all these inert, lifeless beings have life because of this. Therefore, is looked upon as Jiva. That's all. There's no Jiva otherwise. Only Atma. Not many also. Where is the question of being many? Okay. So, Rasadayaha, Anarasamayaha, Pranamayaha, Ityamadayaha, Koshaha, Iva Koshaha, Asya Adheriva, Uttarottarasya Apekshaya, Bahihi Bhavat Purvapurvasya, Vyakhyataha, that they're explained as koshas, being external to the preceding one, like the koshas. How Vispashtam Akhyataha Taitriyake, very clearly explained, unfolded in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Taittiriyaka Shako Upanishad Valyam, in the Brahmanandavalli, second chapter of Taittiriya Upanishad belonging to Taittiriya Shaka. See, Shankara Bhagavatpada, no, assume that we must have studied this, okay? He tells everything. Tesham Koshanam Atma, the innermost self of all those koshas. Yena Atmana, because of which Atma, the innermost all pervasive reality obtaining as innermost essence, impravidityam Atma, because of which Ena Atmana, Pancha Api Koshaha, Atmavantaha. All these koshas also what now? Na? Have the self. Atmavantaha, Antaratamena. They have the Atma, all these koshas, all these material aspects considered to be koshas have atma as their innermost self. Antaratamena. Sahahi sarvesham jivanam. Only in this commentary, Shankara Bhagavatpada explains why atma obtaining available for recognition is said to be jivaha. Not for saying the separation of the jiva. Why only atma is said to be only jiva. Sarvesham jivana nimittatvat jivaha. Very nice. This beautiful explanation, why only atma obtaining in all the body, mind and complexes as the innermost self is said to be jivaha. Jivana nimittatvat. Jivana nimittatvat. At as is instrumental, as it is the source of life, as it lends sentience, consciousness, life for all the bodies, it is said to be jivaha. Sarvesham jivana nimittatvat atma jivaha iti uchyate. There's only jivaha, only atma, only brahma. Jivaha is atma, atma is brahma, all are one and the same. Now Shankar Bhagavatpada again explains, kaha asau iti aha. Who is this atma? What is this atma? Who is arrived at as the innermost essence of all these, you know, all these physical aspects understood as five koshas? Who is this? What is this atma? What is that abstract, formless reality? Arrived at as the innermost essence beyond which you cannot go. When you analyze the individual as, you know, analyze the individual as the composite of this anatma and atma, analyze this anatma aspect as five koshas. And when you understand each kosha, analyze it, what it is, negate it as, it is a material product, it's not. Finally, you arrive at what? This abstract, formless reality. And it is of the nature of knowledge. That is atma. That is how you arrive at the atma.
Page 412.
Who is this atma? Okay. Now he says, come on. That atma, that reality, obtaining as innermost essence, arrived as a self of all these five koshas, actually is the only reality of the entirety of the cosmos implied by the term Brahma. That is said here. Kaha asau iti aha. What is this atma? What is it? Paraha eva atma. Yaha puram satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti prakritaha. The same Brahmanandavalli, second chapter, the opening statement is what? A statement. Where there's a Brahman is defined. This opening statement, and immediately following the opening statement, the direct definition of Brahman is given. Now, first statement is Brahma vidha apnoti param. Then, immediately, there's a direct definition of Brahman given. Swarupa lakshanam of Brahman is given as satyam jnanam anantam brahma. So that absolute reality, ultimate truth, which is of the nature of, which is incomparably big, nature of incomparable bigness, which is of the nature of limitlessness, which is free from time, spatial object limitations, that Brahman is, that reality is nothing but pure consciousness existence, which is ever of the nature of limitlessness. Okay, the satyam jnanam anantam brahma, that consciousness existence the limitless consciousness existence alone is here said to be arrived at as the innermost essence, the self of all these five, the physical parts, physical aspects of the individual, analyzed as five koshas. Is it clear? Why I simply use the physical aspects, the material aspects of the individual? Because you cannot use any other term. If I say adi kosha, we will really take it as a kosha. The all material aspects which form part of the individual, which are analyzed as koshas, which are like the koshas. Because they're as though cover the Atma. How non-coverable space is as though covered, seemingly covered by all the enclosures which remain in space. So also is all pervasive, abstract, formless consciousness which is as though covered by the non-coverable consciousness, as though covered by all the enclosure like body, mind, sense complexes. See, the problem is because it is, it can be understood only in human mind, only by human being, only as a truth of I. Therefore, always it is looked upon as something inside. Isn't it? The statements like see within. Again, okay, I will say only inside. You have to understand there, but you have understood it's not only inside, it's also outside. Again, the question comes, I'm not able to see it if it's outside. No, that because of which you see, that because of which you hear, that because of which you smell, that because of which you taste, that because of which you walk, that because of which you speak, that because of which this everything is happening, that is you. That is the teaching here. Okay. So, paraha eva atma yaha purum satyam jnanam anantam brahma iti prakritaha. The atma which was discussed, the very opening definition, satyam jnanam anantam brahma, it is that Brahman is this atma. So already jivaha, the reality obtaining as the jiva in every individual body is the same Brahma. Jiva is Brahma. There's only jiva, one jiva in all the enclosures. Enclosure like body, mind, sense complexes. In all the five koshas. Koshas like koshas, the physical aspects. The only jiva is Brahma. Jivaha is Brahma. Jivaha Brahma eva na aparaha. Jiva is none other than Brahma. Atis, we have seen satyam jnanam anantam brahma, that Brahma is this Atma. One. Okay, tomorrow happens to be Saturday. Sunday will continue. You have to understand this oneness of Atma with reference to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti.